AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We have learned the real name of the Islamic State group leader killed by U.S. commandos in that secret weekend raid into Syria. We're being told the real name of the man known as Abu Sayyaf is Fathi Ben On Ben Jildi Murad al-Tunisi. We don't know much about him at the moment, but U.S. officials think he oversaw the militants' very profitable oil operations. His wife was captured in the raid and is being questioned now in Iraq. Momentarily, police in Waco, Texas, will have more to say about Sunday's bike gang shootout that killed 9 motorcycle members. About 170 are under arrest. Retired cop Chris Omot, who used to investigate biker crime, says this is likely a turf war, and it will probably continue.
I call it King of the Hill. It's like a little kid's playing King of the Hill. And it's all about the patch and who's the King of the Hill.
But David Harvey Jr., who works at a Houston bar that's popular with bikers, says these aren't bad guys.
The Waco incident does not happen everywhere you go. 9 times out of 10, you're not going to have any problems with the clubs because they take care of their own. And they take care of their own parties and make sure that nothing gets out of hand. Because, again, nobody wants the police to show up. Everybody wants to have a good time.
Investigators don't know yet what caused last week's deadly Amtrak derailment in Philadelphia, but they do know what didn't. Here's our Sandy Kozell.
They are certain that a gunshot did not strike the train. FBI agents performed forensic work on a grapefruit-sized fracture on the left side of the Amtrak locomotive's windshield, and the NTSB says they found no evidence of any damage that could have been caused by a firearm. I'm Sandy Kozell.
A judge has indicated he will formally sentence Boston bomber Johar Tsarnaev to death next month after hearing from about 20 victims. This is AP Radio News. The trial of a Washington Post reporter detained in Iran for nearly 10 months will begin next week. This is according to a defense lawyer representing him. He's been charged with espionage as well as other offenses, according to the lawyer. Our Adam Schreck is overseas with the dilemma facing Jason Rizian.
Well, American officials have repeatedly called on Iran to release Rizian, both publicly and during talks on the sidelines of negotiations over Iran's nuclear program. Jason Rizian himself is an Iranian-American citizen, so he has citizenship for both countries. Iran, however, does not recognize dual nationalities for its citizens.
Britain's Prince Charles, who's visiting Ireland, has met Gerry Adams, the leader of the Irish nationalist Sinn Féin Party, for the first time. This is another symbolic milestone in the peacemaking process there. The two chatted over tea. The Dow is up 5 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.